Hey everyone, this is Eagles beat reporter Chris Franklin from NJ Advanced Media, and this is your latest update from the No Huddle Show podcast. For the first time since the 2013 season, the Eagles will not have Zach Ertz on their roster. Ertz was traded Friday to the Arizona Cardinals for cornerback Tay Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round pick. Ertz, one of the best tight ends in Eagles history, is second on the team all-time in career receptions, trailing Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Harold Carmichael. As part of his goodbye, Ertz bought a full-page ad in a local newspaper Tuesday to thank the Eagles and their fans for his time in Philadelphia. Ertz also thanked everyone in the organization, including the training staff. Ertz also mentioned the work that he and the Ertz Family Foundation had done and continue to do in the Philadelphia area. As for Gowan, he will join Mac McCain and Zach McPherson as young secondary members that can give the team some insurance in case Avonte Maddox and Steve Nelson leave the team via free agency in the upcoming offseason. Gowan has not played this season, being deactivated for the 5 games he was with the Cardinals before the trade. Gowan is a fast cornerback, clocking a 4.4 40-yard dash during his pro day at the University of Central Florida. This speed can be helpful when matched up against other quick wide receivers and can be used to close out separation downfield. Even though the season is still going on, the front office still has one eye on the draft picks for the next season. The additional fifth rounder the team acquired gives them 10 total in next year's draft. As of now, the Eagles currently have 3 first-round picks in the top 10 of the 2022 draft. The Miami Dolphins pick the Eagles picked up in a pre-draft deal is currently second overall. The conditional Indianapolis Colts pick from the Carson Wentz trade is 9th, and the team's own first-round pick is 10th. These picks could fill several needs on the team at positions such as defensive end and linebacker. Finally, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said Monday that the team has to be more balanced when it comes to the run-pass ratio. Appearing on Sports Radio 94 WIP, Sirianni said he had to get the ball in the hands more of running back Miles Sanders and improve his play calling to put the offense in a better situation. In Thursday's 28-22 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Sanders only had 1 carry in the first half. For all of the latest Eagles news and analysis, click on the sports section of NJ.com and download the No Huddle Show podcast wherever podcasts are available. Thank you very much and have a good one.